Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live this Friday morning on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. And join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. It is our pal Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5. What's up, Kevin?
Good morning, JP. How are you guys doing?
Hello, Mr. McCarthy. In your
we
compound,
zoomed Kevin in so we can see him with all of his DVDs. What is the estimate right now on how many DVDs you have, movie DVDs?
Can the audience see this, or is this just you guys?
Yeah, we can see you.
No, all I don't know cool. That they can, Cakes. Can they?
Well, it's on Zoom, so
it's
I would assume
Zoom,
that
so
they can.
Should be able to see.
Well, it's okay.
All right, I'll show it off, but I'll explain vocally. So, yeah, this is about 1,600 Blu-rays that my wife and I so Lauren gets all the credit for organizing them. I built the shelves, and then Lauren put them all in alphabetical order. It was about 1,600, but then there's an area over here where I have, like, VHS, and this is my studio. So every single morning I'm on Fox 5, I'm broadcasting from down here, and I'm just using a cheap $30 light that I got from Amazon. It actually works really well.
Hey, there you go. That's all
I'm trying to get Lurch to buy lights. He refuses to buy
mine
lights.
On the way.
Lurch, a big
Jason,
squeaker.
Yeah, I know there's no appearance fee in this, but I'll send you a light. I'll get you a $30 light from Amazon. Look at this thing, man. It's actually really good.
That's a nice soft light. Can you adjust it? Can you dim it?
No. It's $30. Like, yeah. We've had that for a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, this has been my work office for the past few weeks now. I want to ask you guys this. You guys have done your radio show for so many years all together, basically in the same room. How weird is it not being able to, like, look at someone next to you or talk to them?
It's not weird at all.
I'm looking at Cakes right now.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at each other.
I'm looking at these dum-dums.
Is it easier?
It's fine. It's the same. I mean, I'm sure there's a subtle difference, but for the most part, it's the same.
So crazy. Yesterday was the first day I think I genuinely, like, broke down for a second. Like, I just started crying. Like, this
when?
Whole thing has just been just something personal. I won't get into it on the air, but, like, someone I know, their father passed away
from
coronavirus yesterday, and he was only, like, 74, and it was just like,
talking about the Fox 5 GM's dad.
Yeah, my general manager's father. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awful.
And the weird part is, I don't know this. I don't know this. But what happens with the funeral?
There is no funeral.
I mean, yeah, it's really
not right
weird.
Now.
I honestly don't know. But I mean, and listen, this is out there publicly. This is tweeted on the Fox 5 account. And Patrick. So Patrick is my general manager. He's the one who hired me. He's the one who kind of gave me the job at Fox 5. And I've met his father twice through just kind of surprise birthday parties that him and his wife were holding. And just the idea of hearing that shocking information and knowing how, like, healthy the guy was. I've met him a couple times. Very youthful, super nice. Love talking to him. You know, Patrick is such a major part of my life, and I'm friends with him
behind us.
Of work. Yeah, but no, of course, behind you guys obviously gave me my start. And
thank you.
If it wasn't for you, Patrick wouldn't have seen me.
It wouldn't even be relevant. But right, yeah,
he'd be always. But, you know, he always has to get the credit.
Go ahead.
I think yesterday was tough for me specifically because that was the first time I had known somebody who was taken by this. Yeah. And I think, listen, we're all aware of what's going on. We're all aware of, like, you know, we're following the news, and Eric, I'm, you know, everyone's following our tweets and everything. But I think it finally, like, it was like 3 weeks, right, of like build up. And then that was the thing that kind of broke me, because it was like, oh, now it's like personal, right? You start thinking about it from a personal element. So I just wanted to say, you know, my thoughts and prayers go out to Patrick's family, his wife, his kids, beautiful family. I loved his father. I met him a couple times. Super nice guy. I want to send prayers to Patrick's mom as well. So it's really sad.
I mean, it's very sad. And our prayers go out to the family as well. We bring you on to get away from the coronavirus talk.
Right.
To get into some entertainment stories so that people have a diversion from what's going on out there. What is new in the entertainment world that we can look forward to?
Well, a lot of things have been shifting. And I think, and I'm curious to get your opinion on this, because I'm starting to wonder, and I was talking to my buddy about this yesterday, when these movie studios are now finding dates for movies in August and September, does that give you some type of hope that we may be back to normal at that point? And I think, here's the thing, a lot of these movies that were pushed back, like a Bond, went from April to November, and then, like, you know, Fast and Furious 9 went from May of this year to April of 2021. Those jumps are kind of frightening. Those are long, long ways away. Mm-hmm. But when Wonder Woman moved to August, and yesterday Top Gun moved to December, and then Quiet Place moved to September.
Right.
Remember, Quiet Place originally had an indefinite postponement. So it was supposed to come out March 20th. They postponed it indefinitely. There was no date at all. So when you come out with news that you're going to push your movie out September 4th, does that give you guys any hope at all in regards to we'll be back to normal by August? Like, am I wishful thinking here?
I think they're just throwing the dates out there just in case.
They're just grasping
logistically. I mean, the same thing that the you know, the NFL is saying we're going to start on time. College football is saying we hope to start on time. You know, baseball is talking about starting July 4th. They're just throwing dates out there.
If I were the studios, I'd be more worried about, are people going to want to rush back into movie theaters in July or August? You know, are they going to want to sit 2 feet away from somebody coming out of the – yeah, that's what I'd be worried about.
Didn't Top Gun get bumped to December?
Yes.
Yeah, so I was saying, so Top Gun was in December. So basically now the only movie that – really hasn't moved that I think is a big deal is the Christopher Nolan movie Tenet, which is still slated for July 17th, Robert Pattinson. And so it's one of those weird things where I guess I kind of want to look at that as hopeful, like August, maybe we'll be back to that normal, but you're right. Movie theaters are going to be a very interesting rollout. They reopened in China and then they reclosed. So I don't really know how this is all going to pan out.
What's out streaming? I know a couple weeks ago you said we can go out and see Way Back, not at the theater. Way Back was available. What is new that we can watch in terms of movies, maybe TV shows, or what's on the horizon here in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, so a bunch of things are obviously moving to streaming, as you mentioned, JP. So this week specifically, Bad Boys for Life, I think you guys would all love it. That's available on VOD. Sonic the Hedgehog hit VOD on Tuesday. Really fun movie. Lauren and I spent $20 and watched it. Eric,
is that Jim Carrey?
Yeah, and it's excellent. Eric, I think it's a good movie for everybody. Jason, JP, Cakes, I think it's a fun movie for your family. Even if you're, you know, kids or teenagers, it's still a really fun movie.
Dude, I think next week Trolls comes out for my 3-year-old. That's a big one.
Yeah, so I'm
is that Justin
that
Timberlake?
So, say it one more time.
Timberlake, right?
Yeah, so the interesting thing about that is, and you guys know my job, as I travel around to New York and L.A. or wherever to do interviews with these cast members, that particular film was one of the first movies to be, like, to find a date on VOD that was originally going to come out theatrically. So they're starting to do virtual junkets now, like virtual interviews. So, like, we're doing now, I could possibly be interviewing, like, Timberlake this way or Anna Kendrick this way, or and that's how the junkets are going to probably work from this point forward. So, yes, Trolls opened on April 10th. I'm actually going to see it the 9th. They're going to send me a preview screener, and then I'll be able to review it for you guys that morning, the morning of the 10th, for sure. Other things to stream, a couple things out there right now. The Matrix trilogy was just added to Netflix. If you, you know, obviously people have seen it, but if you want to rewatch it, that's on there.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen one Matrix.
You didn't see the original?
Wait a second. You've never seen the Matrix?
Never.
Never.
Okay. That might
I'm in that club.
Hold up. And I guarantee Eric hasn't either.
No way.
I might have had a DVD of it and never put it in.
Okay, that is as big as missing a Redskins Super Bowl win. That's how big that movie is.
Come on.
No,
that
not
movie,
even comparable.
In your world.
That movie is one of the greatest game changers of all time. Case, you've seen it.
I saw it once. I'm not going to watch it a million times. And I didn't see the next two.
All right, what's
Why
better?
Are you guys
what's better? I've seen John
Matrix.
Wick with Keanu Reeves.
John Rick.
Yes.
I love John Rick.
Who doesn't?
John Rick.
John Rick's amazing.
This is amazing. I'm taking a screenshot of this so I can tweet it out. Eric, look happy for a second, buddy.
I'm waiting for you to say something interesting.
He does look miserable.
Now, a couple of things you can stream. There's a lot of films out there right now. I'm recommending Kill Bill Volume 1 and 2. Those are on Hulu. Obviously Little Fires Everywhere is the new show with Reese Witherspoon. That's available on Hulu as well. Ozark Season 3 is on Netflix, obviously. This is something you guys might find interesting, and your listeners probably already know this, but I've had people tweet me that didn't know this. You guys are all watching Ozark, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I already finished it.
I finished it. It's overrated. Go ahead.
Eric, I saw your tweets. But you guys know at the beginning those symbols that pop up?
The four symbols.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you know what they spell?
No.
They spell?
So every symbol spells Ozark. So at the beginning of the show, he puts up a four box with the O, and then the symbols in the box spell Z-A-R-K. And then each symbol in the box is something that happens in the episode. So whether it be like a bicycle or a tree or whatever it is, he figures out what he wants to do with the episode. He figures out the main points of the episode, Jason Bateman, sends it to a graphic artist, and they try to find these weird images that can spell Ozark. So next time you watch Ozark, pay attention to the beginning. It spells it, and it also foreshadows the episode.
I knew it foreshadowed. Cool. I didn't know that it spelled. Yeah. I think to look at it, to see it actually spelling might be a stretch.
So hold on. What do you mean that each symbol spells? Explain that to me again.
Does a bicycle look like a Z, an A, an R, or K?
Exactly. So go back, turn an episode on, look at the symbol.
I'm looking at one right now.
It spells Ozark. O, Z, and the actual item is the letter. It's cool. Yeah, it's there. Trust me. I'll send you the link. Bateman,
hey, Kevin, did you agree with my criticism that this was the slowest of the three seasons?
I have not seen all of season three yet, so I've been watching so much like Tiger King and all these new shows.
Right.
Ozark, I need to catch up on Tiger King. I've tried. I'm five episodes in. It's great, but it's just I don't know. I feel like it's one of those moment shows that no one's gonna be talking about in 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a fact. Yeah,
exactly. It's not gonna last.
Fickle couldn't be more wrong on this. Ozark is fantastic.
No, I'm not saying it's terrible, but it's just really slow this year. There's too much of the character development stuff. Like, the brother, they dedicated the whole season to the brother, and I hated him.
You hate Uncle Ben. I don't know why you hate Uncle Ben so much.
The whole season's dedicated to him.
Kind of.
No, it's
not. Uncle Ben, by the way, looks a little bit like John Rick.
Yes.
Like a mix of John Rick and like Timothy Hutton mixed in there.
It's
that was for my wife,
by the way.
That's a good combo.
Yeah.
I'm psyched for John Rick.
John Rick Timothy
movie.
Hutton.
Yeah.
That is a good
one.
By
the way, Kevin, do you know who Ruthie, played by Julia Garner, is married to?
I don't know the answer to that.
Lead singer of Foster the People.
The People.
No way. Really?
Yep.
That is such a random pull.
Isn't
wow.
it rando? Yep. Mark Foster.
Wait, who's the musician? this is a dark turn, but the musician who just passed away that was involved.
Fountains of Wayne, the bass player.
Yeah.
Adam Schlesinger.
Yes.
Right. And didn't he write the song in that amazing Tom Hanks movie, That Thing You Do?
He did, yes.
The Wonders. God, I love that song.
He did write that.
All right, so anything else, Kevin?
No, those are all the movies. But Jason, I'm going to send you a text after we get off the air. Bateman explained the entire thing about the symbols. But seriously, anybody who watches the show, watch it carefully. It spells Ozark in all the symbols. It's
EB's
cool.
going to go back and rewatch every episode just to catch that. He told me that.
Rewatch season three, man.
He just told me that on text.
Kevin, do you happen to have Pelican Brief there amongst your 1,600
you have
DVDs?
To.
No, but I did send Eric 3 crime dramas for his birthday. He probably hasn't watched them yet.
What did you send him?
Was it The Firm? Rainmaker? I can't remember. It was a John Grisham.
I've seen them all. I don't do movies over and over except for Hoop Dreams.
All the Grisham Sillies in a pack.
Oh, real quick, you mentioned Hoop Dreams. You guys obviously know about the Michael Jordan doc coming to ESPN early.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch that. I mean, you guys, I'm not a big sports person, obviously, but I love sports documentaries. You guys know about the PG County basketball documentary as well.
May 15th.
Exactly. So Durant announced that. So the director of that, who's involved in that project, I'm going to interview him. Because I think that's going to be a fascinating documentary. I never even thought about the PG County connection in regards to all the silly players who've come out of there. So,
well, Kevin,
cool
if you're having so much fun, you can call in the next segment and give us your take on whether Kyle Allen has a legitimate chance to
be
the starting quarterback for the Washington Redskins.
Do you know who Kyle Allen is?
I know Kyle Shanahan is. I don't know who Kyle Allen is.
Yeah.
Different guy.
I'm surprised he knows who that is.
The other day I was watching that XFL thing, and I saw Jim Zorn pop up, and I'm like, that is a flashback I never thought I'd see ever again. Remember Jim Zorn?
We don't remember him.
You guys.
Yeah, we don't remember him.
All right,
Maybe
Kevin.
Papa Squeezy and Papa Time.
That's Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5.
Oh, my God. Make him go away,
Coming
Orlando.
Next, we will get into
Make
the Redskins quarterback situation. D'Angelo Hall thinks that Kyle Allen will emerge as the Redskins starter. We'll get into that next here on the Junkies.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Redskins Corner. David Carr, who is the former NFL QB, and I think it was Michael Robinson, former wide receiver, they were kicking around what the addition of Kyle Allen means to the Redskins. And D'Angelo Hall went so far as to say he doesn't know how Haskins is going to emerge as the starting quarterback. And we wanted to open up the phone lines at 800-636-1067, have a good old-fashioned sports debate.
Right.
What do you think happens? Kyle Allen, of course, played under Scott Turner, the offensive coordinator, and Ron Rivera in Carolina. Yes, he had a bunch of turnovers. I know Jason's going to point to the turnovers. But he's been in the system for a couple of years. He has familiarity. We don't know if there are going to be training camps, whatever. Dwayne Haskins, at a minimum, is going to be behind the eight ball to try and win this job.
Yeah, I remember when we talked about this, I didn't go so far as D. Hall, where I said, I don't know how he's going to beat him, but I said it's certainly possible he could beat him. And I'm
let me ask you this.
It might not necessarily be the intention, but as Russell pointed out in his article, Chris Russell, that Kyle Smith was part of that group that didn't really want to draft Haskins. We know Rivera has no allegiance to him. He's worked with Allen before. He's more experienced. I could easily see a scenario where he just beats him out.
Let me ask you this. A legitimate question to you guys.
Yeah.
Do you think that Rivera and that coaching staff and Kyle Smith traded for Kyle Allen thinking that Kyle Allen would be the starter?
I think they brought him in here thinking.
Or is it just an insurance policy?
I think they brought him in there thinking if Haskins isn't what we think and he can't beat him out, then we're gonna play the best of the two.
If Ron Rivera uses the word if in any of his thoughts, if Haskins can do this, if he can't do this, whatever, they've got to draft two at number two. You can't go into the season thinking, well, you know, we don't love Dwayne. He's our starter, but maybe Kyle Allen can beat him out, because Kyle Allen is not going to be your future franchise quarterback. You have to draft a quarterback at two. That's what I would say.
That creates such a logjam if that happens. I don't see that happening.
But I think
I don't either. I don't see Kyle Allen beating out Dwayne Haskins. If he does, it's a complete disaster.
Oh, it is.
Well,
a disaster,
I think he could beat him out, though. I think what D Hall is saying is totally plausible. He's more experienced. It's his third year in the system. There's some questions. I'm sorry, people don't like to admit it. There's some questions about Haskins' work ethic.
Right. And my response to that is, Eric, and I understand why you're saying that.
Yeah.
My response to that is, if Rivera is thinking any of that, if he's on the same, you know, wavelength as you are right now in Haskins versus Allen, you have to draft Tua.
Why? Because he might also be thinking, listen, he could do this. Like, I also think he can do the job potentially. He just got to see.
All right, let's hear the audio.
You think he can do it.
Right, so Kyle Allen's an insurance policy.
He's an insurance policy, but they're going to let the best man win the job.
Let's hear the audio.
I just don't see that. I don't see
D'Angelo Hall, former Redskins corner, Michael Robinson, and David Carr, who also believes that Haskins should be traded. So let's play some of this audio, and then we'll take some calls, 800-636-1067, to get your opinions on this.
A lot of young kids don't respond to that style of coaching. Ron Rivera is a old-school mentality type of coach. He wants competition. These young guys, they want things given to them. I would have loved to see Dwayne Haskins get the opportunity to be this starting quarterback in Washington, not have a talented guy like Kyle Allen behind him, a more veteran seasoned guy behind him that he knows the keys are his and he can fully go out there, make mistakes, and just be young and energetic. With Kyle Allen breathing down your throat, you are not going to be able to make many mistakes. And so I love the kid, but I don't know how he wins his starting job, man.
And again, that's just D'Angelo's opinion. It doesn't mean that that's gospel by any means.
Right. Well, if guys like David Carr want Haskins to be traded, what is their plan beyond that? Because it can't be Kyle Allen.
I don't know.
You have to have a grand plan.
And well, but they might just think, you know what, this is not necessarily the year where we're going to solve the quarterback position. It's the most important position, but this team's got a million needs. So let's give Haskins a chance. Here's what they could be thinking, Jason. We'll give Haskins a chance. We want him to work out. But if he doesn't, I got a guy here that started in this league. He's got twice the starts he has. He knows the system. I know he's a professional. And then we'll address the rest of the team, and then we'll fix the quarterback position next year.
And you're going to let a possible franchise quarterback slip through the cracks?
Well, a guy with his injury history, yeah.
All the doctors have said he's money.
Yeah, but there's still questions. Still questions how he's going to hold up. He might have recovered from this, but I've seen some doctors say for sure he's going to have a shorter career because arthritis is going to set in. And, you know, he's got an injury track
record.
And
just because he's hyped up coming into the draft doesn't mean he's going to pan out. We see guys fizzle all the time that are picked one, two, or three in the NFL
all the time.
Draft.
I'm going to counter, though, D'Angelo's opinion and say this. I think Haskins will win the job. I think Rivera hasn't seen him, hasn't been able to work with him, and certainly Kyle Allen has a leg up, and he's got the familiarity. But I think when the two get on the field, he's going to see such a talent difference, and Haskins hopefully is working hard behind the scenes or eventually will be able to work with an iPad and all those things, and I think Haskins will win the job. Now, if Haskins struggles in the middle of the season, I could see him easily going to Kyle Allen, and then that would be it on the Haskins experiment, because I think Rivera's looking at this year as an evaluation year. He's going to evaluate Haskins, number one, more than anybody else. Haskins is going to be evaluated whether he's the quarterback of the future, and then year two, if Haskins is still there as the quarterback, well, he's going to be the quarterback for a while. If they evaluate him and he's mediocre this year, then he's out. They'll draft somebody next year. I don't think they go the Tua route this year.
I agree. I agree with that. I don't necessarily agree that he's going to win the job.
I just think you're further behind if you have that mentality.
Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said they didn't bring in Jameis because if they brought him in, of course.
He was guaranteed to win the job.
So what's the difference? Why would they give Kyle Allen a shot from week one?
because Kyle's not as good. So they're hoping that I believe deep down they're hoping that Haskins wins. But if he doesn't, they at least know that Kyle's competent and they can, you know, they can work with him. He knows the system. They trust him.
But why wouldn't they do that with a more competent quarterback like Jameis?
Because Jameis, at the end of the day, is not going to get you to the promised land. Why would you even bother?
He probably cost
They're hoping that the upside of Haskins plays out. But if it doesn't, they've got a guy who they know is competent, and they'll worry about the position next year.
And I would think that deep down, Rivera, he desperately wants Haskins to be the guy. Because
he wants it to work out.
That makes it harmonious with Daniel Snyder. It doesn't have to be awkward for Rivera to go into Snyder and say, look, I know this is was your chosen guy.
Well, it costs him nothing, too.
Right, but he's not going to work out for us long term, and then you have to press the reset button with another quarterback.
Yeah, they want Haskins to work out. If you bring in Winston, I'm convinced Winston beats him out for sure. You bring in Allen, I think you're going to have a competition, and I think Allen could beat him. I'm not going to go so far as D-Hall and say he's definitely going to beat him, but he definitely could beat him. And if Haskins struggles, at least you know you've got a competent. I think actually Kyle Allen is the perfect backup for this team.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. What do you make of this? D'Angelo Hall says he doesn't know how Dwayne Haskins emerges as the starter in a competition with Kyle Allen.
All right, let's go to Darnell, calling from Hampton Roads. Darnell, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, how y'all guys doing today?
What's up, man?
Okay, man.
All right, yeah, y'all staying safe and all. But anyway, I wanted to make a comment on, I agree with everything, every completely thing that EB was saying about Dwayne Haskins and Kyle Allen. I think Haskins haven't gave his showings of how good he is, only playing less than half of a season, and he have an upside. I believe he have an upside.
Right.
And they're going to make it fair for Dwayne Haskins. I believe they're going to make it fair for him to try to have a competition to get the job.
Right.
I really believe that. And everything that you said, EB, I really believe that that is true, because to bring in Jameis or anybody else, it's not a fair shake. And then I believe that Dan Snyder, he's going to want Dwayne Haskins to start. So
of course he is.
That's going to be another side of the story that They're gonna give him a shot. They're gonna give him a shot.
Yeah, yeah. And if he fails, they've got a guy that they trust can run the offense, and then they'll address it next year. But they want Haskins to win this because, you know, he cost them nothing. He was a first round pick. They want him to be the guy. But if he's not, they've got a guy they trust.
I don't know how you can just plan on next year. You know, Rivera could be fired in 3 years. I don't know how you just say, all right, well, let's just roll the dice this year. And if it doesn't work out, okay, well, we have next year. Maybe there's someone available.
It's just being practical. You're not going to turn this nightmare around in 1 year.
Yeah, this is not a quick fix.
I think they either love him and he's going to be the number one guy for sure, or they have second thoughts and they have another plan.
Well, it's impossible to love him. They haven't even seen him throw one pass.
Of course they have. They played him last year. They've studied
him. Yeah, but they haven't worked with him.
They haven't worked with him. They don't know his personality.
He hasn't played in their system.
Okay, but they've asked questions. Come on. They know what they like and what they dislike about him.
Well, they definitely – well, I could say this then. Under your – if it's a binary thing, love him or hate him, they definitely don't love him yet.
Yeah, I think there's a strong –
I don't know how you could.
Yeah. But they don't know.
They're hoping he works out. If he stumbles, they've got Allen. Yeah. But see, the thing is, if you bring in a guy that's more established, like Jameis, who just threw for 30 touchdowns and 5,100 yards, he's not at that level yet, even though Jameis is a turnover machine.
I agree with you, but here's where I disagree. They only brought Kyle Allen in as an insurance policy. I don't believe they think that Kyle Allen can push to be the starter.
I do. I think they do.
I don't believe that they want that.
I think they think
they don't want it.
No, but that's not their best scenario, but it's a good fallback in case – Haskins stumbles.
I'm not saying they want Kyle Allen to start. They do not. They want Haskins to win, but they think that Allen can push him, and if they have to go with Allen, they'll go with Allen.
All right, we'll take more of your calls on this next.
They would be in dire straits if they had to do that.
800-636-1067. We'll take more of your calls next. What do you make of D'Angelo Hall's opinion on the Redskins quarterback situation, where he says he doesn't know how Dwayne Haskins wins the starting job? We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We've got Sam Monson joining us on the show from Pro Football Focus at 8 o'clock. And as we talk about Dwayne Haskins and D'Angelo Hall's theory that he just doesn't see how he emerges as the starting quarterback, when we talk to Monson, he's going to give us kind of the analytics in support of Dwayne Haskins. In fact, he said he had Haskins as his second highest rated QB in terms of rookies behind Gardner Minshew last year, even higher than guys like Daniel Jones and Kyler Murray. Now, it was with a lot less throws, but there are some analytics that you can look at that point to Haskins actually being worthy of a franchise quarterback status and having a team build around him. So he goes in the other direction. We'll talk to him at 8 o'clock, but we're talking about D'Angelo Hall's take that he just doesn't see how Dwayne emerges as the starter. Kyle Allen's played more games. He's got more experience. He's played under Scott Turner. He's played under Ron Rivera. He knows the system. And we're taking your calls at 800-636-1067.
All right, let's go to our guy Mo in Largo. Mo, what's up, buddy? How you hanging in there?
Not too bad, fellas. My second day of official quarantine, and we don't have golf, so I don't know how long this is going to last.
Only your second day?
Yeah, man, I've been working. But as far as the topic at hand, I've been having this discussion with my boys, and I tell you, it doesn't look that good for Haskins. I actually took some time to go back and look at the film through that app that they give you special access to all of the games and everything. And I wouldn't necessarily say that Haskins is that much more talented. I'll give you this. He has more arm strength, mobility, not quite sure, vision. I think he's kind of lacking, and experience is definitely lacking. And we can also acknowledge the fact that the most talented quarterback isn't necessarily the one that starts. It's the one that can run the offense better, because if we go back a couple of years back in our revisionist history of our organization, we had a quarterback that was quote-unquote more talented that played, but the one who facilitated the offense ended up being the better quarterback. So moving forward, without an offseason, without OTAs, without time to build, you know, continuity with your personnel, I'm not quite sure how he takes the reins to start off. Hopefully he does get to take the position, but starting off, I think he's behind the eight ball, fellas. Thanks.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate
it. He's definitely behind the eight ball. He's definitely behind the eight ball, but I think he's capable. When we talked to Monson about his take, you know, one of the things that they look at Pro Football Focus are plays which don't end up being turnovers but should be. And they point out that rookies usually have more of those where defenders drop a lot of would-be picks. And so they look at all those situations, and Haskins apparently didn't have many of those.
Well, Haskins, let's be honest, fellas. Look, I love Mo. Haskins is more talented than Kyle Allen.
Yes.
Kyle Allen was undrafted, was traded for a fifth-rounder. Haskins is a first-round pick, played in the Big Ten, threw 50 touchdowns at Ohio State. He's more talented than Kyle Allen. Let's not get it twisted.
Well, I just haven't seen enough of Kyle Allen. I think on the resume alone, he should be.
Well, go back and watch Kyle Allen this year.
I just don't know how I can. I don't think I paid for the NFL thing last year. Maybe I did, actually. I think I might have.
Yeah, you might want to check on that.
Well, check, see if it's free, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So they might be offering it free with everything going on.
Let's go to, by the way, I started watching The Scheme. Did you guys start watching that?
I DVR'd it. I'm going to watch it today.
I'm starting to think, now I understand why Sean, whatever his name is, Sean Miller is at Arizona, and Bill Self and all these other guys, because the government, clearly, at least the way that's being portrayed so far, I've watched 50 minutes of it.
Don't give me too much.
Well, the government clearly is trying to push their narrative on Christian Dawkins. Christian Dawkins was definitely willing to pay families and stuff, mm-hmm. but it's the government that kept force-feeding the coaches in this whole thing. And through the first hour of this, Christian Dawkins is like, we don't need coaches. Coaches don't care who they sign with. Coaches want them to stay in college. And the government and their undercover agent is the one that was totally pushing paying coaches. And he's like, that's stupid. The coaches don't care. If anything, the coaches want them to stay.
Yeah, but did they know about it? That's the difference.
They may have known that they know that it's shady. I mean, every coach in the industry knows it's shady.
Well, you got to make examples of somebody.
But they tried.
I'm going to watch it.
They tried to make it sound like so far that the coaches were knee-deep involved in this, and they were the ones sort of proactively getting these sneaker guys to steer players, et cetera. And they're like, you know, at least Christian was like, the coaches don't care.
Well, of course they don't care. They want the best players. I get it. But if they know they're getting paid, they're recruiting them, they know that somebody is getting filtered to fame, that's when you have to make an example of them.
True, but it's just not necessarily the way the DA and everything presented everything. Anyway, watch it. We can talk about it.
Is it just one show or is it a series?
I think it's just two-hour thing just on one, HBO Go. Show. Yeah.
All right,
let's go to Guy in Silver Spring, line two. Guy, what's up?
Hey, thanks, guys. First off, appreciate the show during this horrible time. I don't know how you do it, but the chemistry's still there, even on Zoom, so thanks.
Well, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. That.
Yeah, man, definitely makes our day easier. EB, couldn't agree with you more. It was a perfect signing. I don't think the end result is going to be what us Redskins fans want, however. I mean, Kyle Allen, I agree with D'Angelo Hall. This is his job to lose. He knows the offense. We have a shortened – another thing I'm saying is earth-shattering, but we have a shortened offseason most likely, completely new offense with a young quarterback in Dwayne Haskins that has been proven not to pick up the playbook well. So I fear that this is a total bust pick. And quite frankly, like, how stupid are the Redskins for freaking out after Alex Smith went down and having to get a QB in the draft last year? Just look at all the options we could have this year. You know, Jameis Winston is totally serviceable. Phillip Rivers was out there, and now with Rivers signing in Indianapolis, Jacoby Brissett's probably on the market. So there was no reason for us to panic and try and throw an early draft pick at a QB.
You have to consider who pushed for the pick. It was Snyder, right. And Snyder and Allen wanted Haskins to be the guy.
Yeah,
Haskins was the guy. So when you have those idiots who know nothing about football, you know, trying to draft somebody, this is what happens.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean he's a lost cause.
Yeah. I wouldn't say they're total idiots, because had the Redskins not picked him at 15, he probably would have been selected right around there. It's not like they picked somebody who was going to be a six-round pick and fell in love with him and took him first round. My bigger point is
Snyder and Allen had way too much input on the draft process. They shouldn't have that much input.
Right.
That's not the way that good teams are run. So by picking Haskins, that's a symptom of the bigger problem with the Redskins. And hopefully they're moving on from that by giving Rivera more power. Hopefully that's the case. And letting him call the shots on who's picked and who's
right. Let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067.
All right. Is Josh there? Calling from Rockville. Hey, Josh. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? I think Haskins is the guy. I think people are underrating him. He's immensely talented, and I think the signing of – think about the timing and the date that Kyle Allen was signed. The corona pandemic was already fully underway, and I think Rivera, being prudent, understood that OTAs might be eliminated, the interactions between coaches and teams might be limited, and I think Kyle Allen is sort of signed as a bridge to get to Haskins. So even if Haskins doesn't start initially, here's a guy who can tutor Haskins. He can put a little bit of pressure on him. He can show him the playbook. And if he has to start the first few games just because of the lack of interaction during this horrible time that we're all going through, I think eventually Haskins will be the guy. You can see how much more talent he has than Allen. I think it was a prudent move by Rivera to pick him up, though, as a bridge.
Well, I do agree. I think it was a perfect signing. And maybe your scenario is okay, not catastrophic, if Kyle Allen beats him out based on all the factors that you mentioned. But then Haskins being more talented, presumably he is, then it gives him an opportunity maybe by week 6 or 7 to win the job for good and take off
Kyle
at
Allen
that point.
Is, you know
maybe
Kyle
that's
Allen
possible.
Is, here's what Kyle Allen is. He's the new version of Colt McCoy.
Yeah,
Colt
I agree.
McCoy was Gruden's guy and stuck around as the backup primarily year after year after year. He knew the system, was familiar with the system. That's what Kyle Allen's going to be for the Redskins. So the question will Haskins be here in 2021 and 2022? I think Kyle Allen will be. He'll be like the backup for the next couple of years. He's going to be the Colt McCoy Scott Turner for several years.
Yeah, that's
it's
all
who's going to be the starter above him. Our guess mostly is it's going to be Dwayne Haskins.
Right, so I don't think that Rivera is hoping that Haskins works out. He needs Haskins to work out.
Yes.
Both of those are true.
Yeah. Okay, well, true. But he definitely took this job thinking, okay, unless he had some other discussion behind closed doors with Snyder and said, look, I'll take the job, but Haskins isn't my guy, and I'm going to draft somebody this year. But he knew exactly what he was inheriting, and if Haskins is his guy, he's going to be starting week one. I don't see him coming in week five, six,
well,
seven.
Well, here's the only subtle difference, and it's a subtle difference, is I think he just needs to be shown. Like, he's going to give him the chance to earn it, but he's definitely not, I'm an all-in on Haskins guy. I don't think he is.
Well,
he hopes he is,
next,
but he's not
yet. He may
yet.
Have more than what you think to work with in Dwayne Haskins. Coming up next, a guy who's much higher on Dwayne Haskins than a lot of people, Sam Monson, who believes that his box score numbers aren't as good as actually his play-by-play analysis of the game. So we'll get his take on Dwayne Haskins and whether Redskins can build a franchise around him next. Here are the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.